We're talking about object lessons in the Bible, and we pick an object, and then we use that object to bring about some spiritual truth. This morning, the object is found in the book of Exodus, and the chapter is 4 and the verse is 1. God had called Moses to be the instrument by which he would lead Israel out of the hands of Egyptian bondage. Sometimes people come to you and say, well, you teach Sunday school, and you say, man, the task is too difficult. I can't do it. What if God asked you to lead the entire nation of Israel out of Egyptian bondage? I can understand Moses saying, not me, Lord. Now look in verse 1. And Moses said to the invitation, or really the requirement, or the commandment of the Lord, the calling of the Lord, well, Lord, they're not going to believe me. You know what he's saying? Lord, you're setting me up to fail. You're asking me to do something that is going not to succeed. And I'm going to have to end up with having to say, well, I couldn't do it. You know, people, we hate to say there's something really we can't do. It hurts our pride. It hurts our ego. It's embarrassing to say, I can't do what other people do. So Moses said, Lord, you're really asking a difficult thing of me. I don't like difficult jobs. I'm a very successful shepherd. I mean, I'm top notch. I'm good at this. I can feel proud of my work. I have accomplishments. And people say of me, you're a good shepherd. Now, Lord, if you want to make me a good leader of Israelites and make me a good deliverer, you're asking too much of me. I can't do that. You're going to take away my self-esteem. I'm going to fail. And so he says, they're not going to listen to me. I can identify with that, can't you? Have your children ever said, I'm not going to listen to you? And so you say eventually, as you look back at your child's life, I was a failure. I tried, but I just couldn't bring them up. I don't know where I went wrong, but with tears in their eyes, I failed. And that hurts. And so Moses said, Lord, they're not going to believe me. I walk out there and say, well, here I am, folks. I'm going to deliver you. And they won't believe me. Not only that, they're not going to listen to what I tell them to do. They're not going to obey my voice. Now, how many parents associate that with their children? You know? They're not going to obey me. I tell them one thing, and behind my back, they do another. Many a family today are brokenhearted because children won't do what they tell them. And children make the parents feel a failure. And not only that, Lord, but they're going to say, the Lord didn't appear to you. You just made that up. Now here comes the object that I want to look at. And the Lord said to Moses, what's that in your hand? Now, what do you normally have in the hand of a shepherd? Would be a staff or a rod. And he said, well, it's a rod. That's what's in my hand, a rod. Now, a staff normally was a stick with a crook on the end of it, and it was used to rescue the sheep and to guide the sheep, and the rod was a kind of club that if the sheep misbehaved, you hit them over the head with it and make them behave. And that's what a club was. And so he said, it's a rod, so I mean here, I think it was a shepherd's staff. That's what I think he was talking about. I don't think he was talking about the club, but maybe it was the club. I don't know. Thy rod and thy staff, they come from me. That's the club and the staff. Anyway, the Lord said, well, throw that thing on the ground. And so he did, and it became a living snake. Now, that would kind of set me back, you know. I think it did Moses, too. I don't think it was a friendly-looking snake because it says Moses turned and ran. I would, too, turn into a rattlesnake or a cottonmouth or something. I only got to run, too. And the Lord said to Moses, you grab that thing by the tail. I don't know why he did it. I don't think I've even done that. But he did. He got it by the tail, and he caught it, and it turned right back into a stick again, a rod again. Now, what's the point? What was the meaning of this? Now, let's look at Exodus, the 4th chapter, verse 2 and 4. And there we see that the rod was symbolic of something I want to real quickly say to us about the Lord. Skip about 80% of my sermon. And this is what I want to say to you, and I don't know whether it will help you or not. The Lord says, in serving me. Now, I'm not talking about secular work, and I'm not talking about things that you can do around the house, in which you can call yourself a great success. You may be a successful engineer, a successful doctor, a successful carpenter. Well, I don't know what your trade is. And you can say, I'm very successful, and so could Moses, I'm a successful shepherd. But folks, when you step in to God's presence, and you step in to God's service, you're on a whole different ground. You're not only on holy ground, but you're on very difficult ground. And the Lord is saying to Moses, I'm going to put you in a very precarious situation, Moses. I'm setting you up to fail without me. Now, what I'm trying to say is this, that the Lord says that rod represents my responsibilities. And your responsibility is to do nothing but what I command you. That's your total responsibility. And Moses, and Christian friend and brother and sister, I try to tell myself this, it's hard to learn. But God says, in my eyes, and I'm the only one regarding Christian service, I'm the only one regarding a walk with me that you have to worry about pleasing. I'm the only one that you have to be concerned about being success in their eyes. I alone will determine if you are successful or not, and nobody else. I will judge you and no one else on the basis of success when it comes to spiritual things. When it comes to serving me, I and I alone will be able to rightly declare whether or not you are a failure or whether you are a success. Now, when God came to deliver the people of Israel, He brought Moses to the land, out of the land of Egypt, and came to the Red Sea. Remember the story? The Egyptian army had changed their mind under Pharaoh, and now they were coming back to take back the Israelites, which they said could go free, back into captivity. The Israelites were before the Red Sea, and they couldn't cross it. And God said to Moses, fear not. Fear not. Now Moses could have said, Lord, I'm going to fail. I mean, here comes the Egyptian army, and here's the Red Sea. I got them down here, but what am I going to do now? I'm going to fail. I'm going to get an F on my report card for deliverance. And God said, Moses, let me take care of my responsibility, and you take care of yours. And if you'll take care of yours, I will classify you a success. And let me worry about my own success or failure. The Bible says, and Moses lifted the rod, and the waters departed. What I'm trying to say is, God said, the parting of the Red Sea, that's my problem. Getting the Israelites through, that's my problem. Getting you to fill this pew on Sunday morning, that's my problem. All you have to do is tell the people what I say ought to be told the people. Then you are a success. Not in the eyes of those around you, but in my eyes, yes. Not in the eyes of people maybe in the congregation, but in my eyes, yes. It's my responsibility. I am the rod. I represent that part of the situation, the work, the obligation. I represent the difficult part. You train up a child in the way it should go, and my part is to keep him from departing from it. That's my part. You say, well, boy, that makes God the failure. And God said, let me worry about that. I want you to be a success in my eyes. And the rod says to us, if you are to ever consider yourself a success in God's eyes, you must not take on God's responsibility. If you won't give the money to support the church, that's God's responsibility. If I try to take on that responsibility, then I become a failure. So I'm saying, and once you become a failure in your eyes, you will lose your joy. Psychologists tell us that one of the key ingredients of happiness and joy in a person's life comes from success in what they do. If I take on the responsibility of succeeding in what I can do, then there is joy. If I take on the obligation and responsibility of what I cannot do, I cannot save your husband. I cannot save your father and mother. I cannot save your wife. I cannot do these things. I cannot please everybody. I cannot. But God says that's not your responsibility. That's mine. It's hard for me to do this and separate the two. What I'm trying to say this morning is that much of your joy in Christ is taken from you when you try to take on yourself the responsibility of God and try to force the Red Sea open your own way. You try to make things happen that you have no control over. And then when it fails, you bear the burden of the guilt of failure. And God says, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to bear the sorrow and the misery of failure when you have not failed. If you have done what I have asked you to do, then you're a success. And that's all I ask. I ask no more than just that. It helps to know that. That even though your peers may judge you a failure in spiritual matters, if you've done what God asked you to do, and the results have not been what everybody else wants them to be, God says, to me, you're a success. And that's all that matters. What does God think? Father, we're thankful this morning again for this service. We're thankful this day for your love for us. We're thankful this day that you take off of our shoulders the responsibility of doing really the hard part of serving you. You really take upon yourself the rod, the miraculous, the difficult, the impossible. Father, may we this morning be willing to let you have it and not accept mentally and emotionally the responsibility that you say ought to rest with you. May we be willing to give that to you and trust you and let you do whatever you can do with the rod to work the miracle, because Father, we cannot do it. And if we take the guilt and the blame and the sorrow for not doing it, then that is wrong. Father, we're thankful this day for your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.